second.
Hello, this is David Vaughan.
And Patricia Goodson.
And we're welcoming you to another edition of Encore. And what we've just been hearing is obviously some very attractive madrigal music, but it does have a twist, doesn't it?
Well, it was written by an alchemist, and I don't know if that makes it alchemical music, because I don't know what kind of little codes and symbols may have been woven into it, but it's... You could call it, I suppose, alchemical music.
Alchemical music sounds fascinating. And it is on a new CD, isn't it, on the Supraphon label, entitled Kaiser Vive, Prague, 1609. And the subtitle, as it were, is Music for Emperor Rudolf II. And it's by the vocal ensemble Fraternas Literatorum, the Literary Brotherhood. And it's an intriguing name, which we will return to shortly. Well, Patricia, I'd like to know a little bit more about this alchemical music. It really does sound quite extraordinary.
Well, I'm probably using the term loosely. I'm not sure it exists as a genre. But the music we've heard and we're going to hear a bit more of is by an alchemist named Michael Meyer, who lived from 1568 to 1622, and he was active in the court of Emperor Rudolf II in Prague.
And many of you may know that Rudolf II was extremely interested in the arts and the sciences, and he attracted a lot of people to his court, such as Tycho de Brahe, the Danish astronomer, and Johannes Kepler, the German mathematician and astronomer. And he was also a great patron of alchemists.
Such as our Michael Meyer, who created a work called Atalanta Fugiens, which is a so-called emblem book, which contained 50 illustrations or emblems, accompanied by 50 poetic epigrams, some discourses, and 50 canons or fugues.
So it's an early multimedia work.
Yes. And the emblems, these illustrations are quite enigmatic and full of symbols, very, very mysterious. One, for example, is entitled, Take an Egg and Smite It with a Fiery Sword, and it shows a man preparing to cleave a large egg with a sword. The poetry relates to it, and so, presumably, does the music, but I think it would take an awful lot of specialized knowledge and imagination to figure it all out.
So let's listen to another of the canons. This one's entitled Romulus Hirta Lupi. The Fraternas Literatorum, led by Stanislav Předota, with alchemist Michael Meyer's Romulus Hirta Lupi. I see that this disc contains music mostly by foreign composers, and there is a lovely Marian hymn by a very important figure in Czech history, Krzysztof Harant z Polžic a Bezruzic, who lived from 1564 to 1621.
And he was quite the Renaissance man. He was a writer, soldier, pilgrim, hunter, poet, and musician.
and he made a rather ill-timed switch from Catholicism to Protestantism in 1618, later participating in the bombardment of the Emperor's palace in Vienna.
While the Emperor, I think Rudolf's successor, was at home.
A fact which wasn't forgotten after the Battle of the White Mountain in 1620, in which the Catholic forces beat the Protestants, his goose was cooked. Like the rest of the defeated Protestant Czech nobility, he was executed on the Old Town Square.
But before he made that fateful decision to switch sides, he wrote some masses and a lovely setting of a popular hymn to the Virgin Mary called Maria Kron. So let's hear this now, sung by Fraternas Litteratorum. Christoph Harant's Maria Kron. Now, David, you did promise to tell us more about this Fraternus Literatorum.
I gather that there were well over 100 such fraternities in the Czech lands before 1620, after which they presumably also became casualties of the White Mountain, though it's not entirely clear why. They were simply groups of literate townspeople, all men, who sang masses in church services. The modern-day ensemble, founded quite recently, is exploring some of the vast repertoire from the 15th and 16th centuries, which lies archived in churches, monasteries and chateaus here in the Czech Republic.
It's fascinating. Well, let's stay with vocal music today. We don't have a lot of time left. We have a CD by an amateur choral group called the Moravian Madrigalists, which is comprised largely of doctors, teachers, programmers and other professionals. And this disc contains works by Dvořák, Janáček, Suk, and Martinů, but also a Missa Brevis by Antonín Tuchapský, a composer born in 1926, who, after falling afoul of the communist authorities, emigrated to England in 1974, where he joined the faculty of Trinity College, London.
So we'll end today, appropriately, with the benediction from Antonín Tuchapský's Missa Brevis, performed by the Moravian Madrigalists under Radek Dočkal. But first, quickly our address. If you'd like to get in touch with us, you can reach us at Radio Prague, 12099 Prague, the Czech Republic, or you can drop us an email to english@radio.cz. And don't forget that you can also find out more details about the CDs that we've been talking about today on our website on www.radio.cz. Just have a look on the left-hand side until you find Czech music, and then you can click on Encore. But That brings us just about to a close. So from me, David Vaughan.
And me, Patricia Goodson.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.